Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say this week we've got Irish Examiner's racing correspondent Tommy Lyons joining us on the line. Tommy, it's a good afternoon and a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Pat. Busy weekend ahead.
Sure is indeed, Tommy. It's been a busy week as well. We were all over the place. Just to touch on just briefly last weekend, Enable just didn't get over the line in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe last weekend.
No, it was a shame to some degree, Pat, but you know, she owes nobody anything. She's been an absolute joy to watch for the last few years. I mean, the last time she got beaten was on her debut, on her seasonal debut as a three-year-old. She'd beaten to third behind the stable companion, showed her speed. You know, maybe the trip on that really testing ground. She might have been, arguably, she might have been a small bit lucky to win the Arc last year when Sea of Class was flying home, or maybe she would have found more. You know, Sea of Class came up sides. I don't know. It's hard to say, but you know, more testing ground. I wouldn't have Valgeist to win her down as a spectacular horse, solid more than anything else. And maybe that just happened to be good enough on the day. A lot of people were disappointed with her. I don't think so. I mean, it's extremely difficult to win two acts. To win three hasn't been done, has it? So I mean, I don't know. I think she's been fantastic. She owes nobody anything. Maybe she'll run again in America, and that might be the end of her before she goes to the breeding sheds. But you know, she's just a class act and joy to watch. So trying to move on and find the next one.
Yeah, and I think probably the inch of rain from Saturday night into Sunday, that probably didn't help her either, with the ground being very soft there in Longchamp on Sunday.
I think that's exactly the point, Pat. I mean, she ran her heart out. You stopped the race a furlong out or 100 yards out, even you're still thinking she might get there. But and then in the end, the way Valgeist was finishing and the way she was finishing, I mean, there was a nice bit between them at the line, which was hard to believe. I say, if you stopped at a furlong out, you think she was a 1-0-1.
Yeah, it was. Yep, disappointing indeed, but Valgeist is the 2019 Prix de l'Arc winner. Of course, there was good racing as well at Tipperary last weekend. It's been a busy week of racing this past week. Of course, we had racing in Thurles as well yesterday, which hosted their first meeting of the season, a flat card as well yesterday. But let's look forward to the action for the weekend. It's a busy weekend racing, four meetings down for the decision. And firstly, let's go to Fairy House, where they host a seven-race national hunt card. Tommy, first race due off at 1:40. The opening two races, Tom, are both beginner's chases.
Yeah, well, the first one, I suppose. Actually, both of them, you know, Gordon Elliott has a strong hand in both races. It's his local track, and he does particularly well around it. I thought Tin Tango was a bit classy over hurdles. Now, she did fall at one stage, but I think she has the size and scope to make it as a chaser, and she just has that little touch of class. I think it'll make her very, very hard to beat in the first race. Eden Dark is Gordon's other horse in the race. I think that one has surprised him winning first time up. It's only a five-year-old still. Tintangle has a bit more experience in better races over hurdles. I think that'll count tomorrow. I think there's definitely a race to be won with Eden Dark. The next race actually is the next beginner's chase is a little cracker of a race, to be honest. Champagne Classic is what Gordon thinks will be a 4 mile horse. You know, that sort of trip. It has plenty of experience over fences. Raised 146, but I think I slightly prefer Flawless Escape, Gordon's other horse. That was, to me, looked badly needed to run the last day when it finished runner up. Just the fact that it's had a recent run will help it. But Cap York is a good horse. No, means Captain CJ has a bit to find on form with a couple of these, but I'd say it could be a better chaser than it was a hurdler. That's a cracking little race. I just slightly, marginally prefer Flawless Escape. But Champagne Classic was meant to run the other day, and it was taken out. I never really liked that, to be quite honest about it. I was supposed to go on the Grade 3 at Tipperary last week, but pulled out because of the ground, which was good to yearly. Now, it should be a bit more testing tomorrow, which will suit it. Look, she has a chance, Champagne Classic, but I just prefer Flawless Escape.
Okay, the Adair Manor Opportunity Handicap Chase is due off at 2:50. With seven going to post, Tom?
Yeah, tricky enough race in the sense that there's not too many that I think will really, really appreciate the ground. The one I kind of fell down the side of was I'm in Is with the top weight there, Liam Lennon's horse, Katie O'Farrell, is riding it. She has ridden it to win a chase already. I think it's won four on the track. It's won a couple of point to points. It's a solid horse. You know, this one's for Ollie, Captain Kovajay. First of all, I thought maybe Captain Kovajay was the more obvious winner of the race, but just no proven form on that sort of ground. So I mean, conditions are going to be testing out. Now we're beginning to get into the winter proper. Stick with the ones that have that sort of form, and that's, for me, is the top race I'm in Is with.
Okay, let's move on to the 4 o'clock race, the 2 mile handicap hurdle, and we've got a full field here of 16.
This is all down to this this all revolves around one horse, Camino, the top horse there, Paul Nolan's. It reached, I think, a level of 137 in Ireland. I think it ran off 138 over fences in Cheltenham. Now back over hurdles off a mark of 109. If it's in form, it will win. That's just the way it works. I mean, it has that much in hand, it will win. Camino, the top one. The rest of them are quite an ordinary bunch to race it between, you know, between 108 down as far as around about even the just the high 80s, 88. So, I mean, Camino should be a completely different grade than that.
Okay, anything else on Saturday's Ferryhouse card, Tom?
Yeah, well, look at I don't know what price it'll be, but the Gaelic Katie will win the maiden hurdle. It's the 325. She was classy last year. She finished second on testing ground in the Aintree bumper, behind the Lancing Queen. She was ridden then by her owner, David Dunson. Davey Russell takes over for the first one over hurdles. I think Daylight Katie is a horse that could develop into a hurdler for Cheltenham, maybe the Mayor's Novice, maybe even something even better, maybe one of the Open Novices. But if it doesn't win tomorrow, I'd be extremely disappointed. I don't know what price it'll be, but Daylight Katie looks like a material to me.
Okay, we'll be keeping a close eye out for that tomorrow. Let's move on then to Limerick then, Tommy, because they've got their two-day October Festival meeting down for decision. The first day takes place Saturday with a 2 o'clock start, a 7 race flat card. We're going to move on to the third race in the card. This is the big race of the weekend, or big race of the day, I should say, on Saturday. That's the Martin Maloney Listed Stakes. It's a €45,000 contest over the mile and a half trip. And we've got a field of 10 here, Tom.
Yeah, we have them. We have a favourite of 5-4, which, to be honest about it, probably should be 1-4 if it was right or if you could rely on it. Pink Dogwood, I mean, when it finished runner-up in an Oaks, you were thinking to yourself that maybe this is a little bit better now than running in the Maloney Smart Maloney Stakes in Limerick in October. But that's where Pink Dogwood is now. Things just haven't gone its way. It hasn't really been, maybe it hasn't kind of stepped up to that sort of level, but all its runs recently have been in grade. Group 1 company is dropping back to Listed Company on ratings. It's the best horse in the race. The second highest rated horse is Riven Light, who is not exactly in fine form. Pink Dogwood is 5-4 at the moment. I know it ran the other day in the Opera in Paris Longchamp, but never really got involved in the race, stayed on a little bit late, finished 8th, nicely beaten. This is an absolutely monstrous drop in grade. 5-4 is probably a huge price, probably enough to tempt me, to be quite honest.
Okay, let's move on later on the card. The conditions race of 4:20 over 7 furlongs sees 8 declared here, Tom, and we've a couple of short priced ones that could be involved here.
Yeah, the one that I said I was on ratings, Dunkirk Harbour is the highest rated in it, but he's not the most reliable horse in the world. We've seen a couple of incidents with him that would make you maybe want to give him a bit of a swerve from a punting point of view. He certainly has the ability to win, but the ones I prefer are Dean Street Doll, who obviously has to bounce back to form. She looked to a smart sort earlier in the season for Richard O'Brien. He had a winner recently. The horses are just beginning to come back into a bit of form. They took a real lull in the middle of the season. I suppose it was disappointing for Richard because last year he looked a real up-and-coming trainer and started the season quite well without hitting the ground really running. It just didn't, the middle of the season never really picked up for him, you know, and now all of a sudden he looks like the horses have come back to a bit of form. Dean Street Doll might be better than a rating of 98. If not, I thought maybe Titanium Sky, the ground, should be fine for that. Andy Slattery is a £5 claimer of real value and riding for Dermot Weld, whose stable is in good form. Dean Street Doll at Titanium Sky for me. I marginally prefer Dean Street Doll. It has a bit of class, but I don't know if I'd really want to risk back in having a bet in that race, to be honest.
Okay, the last race in the card is a cracking race. It's the Jim Ryan Services Handicap, worth €26,000 over the mile trip. And again, we've got 8 here going to post.
Yes, the one that interests me, again, it's actually Andy Slattery, the jockey, young jockey. He's riding for his father this time. Dare to Flare. If you watched that run the last day in Tipperary, I think he might have been there, Pat, last Sunday, or last Monday, sorry. The race was won by Jessica Harrison's horse, Only Human. Now, that won very well. Dare to Flare was out the back early, as it tends to. It tends to miss the kick. But it had to switch around the other 10 runners in the race. Or 9 runners and Fly Home finished second behind the winner. Now, it wasn't unlucky by any means, but it was a long way clear of the remainder. It's suited by the ground. When you get a horse in that sort of good form like that one is, Dare to Flare is, I think it'll be hard to beat. I think Cyrus Dallin, actually, the top weight can go well. I think that might be a bit more of a price, but Dare to Flare is the one to beat on last week's form.
Okay. Anything else on the Limerick card on Saturday, Tom?
Interesting in the 455 race. Now, it's a really competitive handicap, don't get me wrong. And the one that kind of caught my eye a small bit was Yaffer the Doe, number 15, drawn one. It's trained by Gavin Cromwell, ridden by Chris Hayes. Finished runner-up the last day in Listowel in a race that it was never going to win. The winner won in a hack canter. And I'll tell you that, if we can just think of it for 1 second. The winner won the hack canter, but Yaffer Doe actually ran on quite nicely. And I thought that was kind of an improved run from Yaffer the Doe. The ground isn't an issue as far as I can see. It will be quite testing. It was testing the last day. Gavin Cromwell is a brilliant trainer to bring them along, you know, kind of step them up a little bit. And this Son of Zebedee, 3-year-old is all he is. He's hadn't had that many runs. I just thought he'd step up again. It was face the puck out. He got beaten by the last of Michael Callahan's horse, an ex-Joseph O'Brien horse, who was in great form at the time, had run particularly well the previous day as well. So I think Yaffer the Doe ran into one the last day, and I think it'll win on Saturday.
Okay, so that's the Limerick card on Saturday. We're going to stick with the flat team, Tom, because there's a cracking card at the Curragh on Sunday. 8 races down for decision, and the first race is due off at 25-2, I should say. We're going to have a look at the 205 race. This is the Legacy Stakes for 2-year-olds only over the 6-furlong trip, and again 8 go to post.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of quality here. The Tango, Aidan O'Brien's horse down the bottom, is the highest rated, 103. You know, that sort of level should probably win the race, but it's not the one I'd go for. I think Lady Jane Wilde, who was having her first run for John Ox the last day, she was previously trained by Aidan Howard. She won on debut for Aidan. She then went to John Ox, started off in a listed race around about a month ago, a little over 3 weeks ago, and finished 6 of 9 behind Blissful. I actually think it ran better than the form. The ground was good that day. It's by Dragon Pulse. The ground was yielding to soft when the one at the Curragh came through like a rocket to win going away. The ground will be more testing on Sunday. I think it's better than its bare form, certainly better than the listed run the last day. And as I said, that was his first run for John Ox. You'd expect it to improve a little bit more, having settled in now. I thought Lady Jane Wilde might not only that it might win it, but it might be a bit of value too.
Okay, let's have a look then at the 240. That's the Mile Staffordstown Stud Stakes. Going to be on the round course on Sunday for 2-year-olds only, with 8 going to post.
Yeah, very interesting race, Pat. The one I went for was A New Dawn. That was a great run the last day. Joseph O'Brien's horse, Dunning, has chosen this one over Fancy Blue. Now, not too many of Aidan's horses, 2-year-olds, particularly win first time up. Fancy Blue managed to do that. The only concern I'd have with Fancy Blue is that the ground would be a lot different. I'm not sure it will want soft ground. A New Dawn has a bit of form on the ground. It's rated 102. That's a very strong rating. It has loads of experience. You like that when you see horses running and yielding to soft ground, particularly young horses. You like them to have a bit of experience. I think that really stands to them. But there's an interesting one at a bigger price. It is a maiden number 3 there, Celestial Object. Quite well fancied on debut and in a maiden. Only finished 3rd, but I thought it was a really promising effort. You know, it's by Galileo, mightn't want it too soft, but that was soft the last day. It was 3rd behind a horse called Even So, trained by Ger Lyons for the Coolmore gang. And I think Celestial Object, if it doesn't win on Sunday, it'll win pretty soon. I'd say it's quite a smart horse, Celestial Object.
Okay, the Waterford Testimonial Stakes, I should say, is the 3:15 contest. Again, over 6 furlongs, Tom, for 3-year-olds and upwards. We've got 10 here running.
Yeah, look, this is a good race, actually. But the one, it's hard to get away from number 4, Make a Challenge, Dennis Hogan's horse. It's in superb form. It's 1-4 with the last 5. Finished runner-up in the other outing. It's gone up to a rating of 109. And the last day, it dropped back from 6 furlongs to 5 furlongs and won by 6 lengths. I mean, you just don't do that over 5 furlongs. Okay, the ground was a little bit of cut in the ground. That can exaggerate winning distances at times. I mean, when I looked at the race first, I thought Downforce wants that ground. Signs of return to form the last day. But Make a Challenge is just on such an upward curve. I thought that'll have to win, or it'll be very, very close. Interesting further down that they're going for a race of this quality, listed race with number 9, Romantic Proposal. Romantic Proposal has won twice in Cork. One racing down the far side of the track the last day, to my mind, is an advantage to come up the stand side on the straight track in Cork, particularly if there's a bit of cut in the ground. Romantic Proposal won down the far side. Now, got raised £12 for winning, but I'd say there's more to come from it. Now, this is a huge step up. You're talking about running off pretty similar weights to horses that are officially rated £20 and more above you. So I can't imagine that Romantic Proposal will win on Sunday, but I expect it to outrun its odds and maybe win again soon. But for me, Make a Challenge, just in such good form, Pat, it's really hard to oppose.
Okay, the big race is the 25 past 4 race. That's the Tote Irish Zarowicz over 2 miles. €100,000 in the prize pot. 18 runners here, Tommy, but there is no stalls starting here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a concern if you're having a bet. I mean, there are 18 runners. What's going to happen at the start? Who knows? You want your jockey to get out there. You might put you off backing some of the more inexperienced jockeys, the likes of Mikey Sheehy or even Joey Sheridan. Like they look like promising lads. Dylan Brown McGonagall riding Shakespeare's Gallery looks a proper find from the pony fields, but like, they're up against seasoned professionals. They're not going to give an inch here at the start of the race. The ones that interest me most, Davis Charm, obviously John Joe Walsh's horse. He's been in superb form. He's a great dual purpose performer. He won over hurdles the last day last Sunday in Tipperary. Hardly had a race, absolutely coasted around. The race was run to perfection. There were two horses that went off, made it a mad gallop. He was able to sit nicely off the pace, didn't have to have too hard a race. So I thought he'd be hard to beat. Baba Boom, there's one that'll go very, very well. It was a really progressive horse last year. Had one run this year, and that was in Galway in the Connacht qualified riders race. Just a red hot handicap every year over 2 miles. That was its first run since the Galway Festival the previous year, where it won. And to finish, you know, sixth, beaten less than 5 lengths behind Great White Shark, I mean, that was a terrific effort from Baba Boom. It looks to me like that has the potential to be ahead of its mark of 87. And I believe it was bought with the intention of going hurling. I assume that will happen in time, but I think they obviously feel there's a bit of unfinished business on the flat. So to me, it's between Davis Charm with the experience and Baba Boom, who will step up nicely. If you watch his running Galway, you'll like it and you'll probably back it.
Okay. Anything else on the Cora card in Sunday Town?
Yeah, like one in the very last race. The horse that hasn't won in Ireland yet has won once in France. It's had a lot of tries in Ireland. But it just caught my eye the last day in Cork. Travelled really sweetly in a handicap. Thought it was going to win the race. Just didn't pick up. There wasn't that much of a pace that day. Didn't pick up. That was a better race than this. There's a massive field, a maximum field of 30 runners in this race. I think he'll get a strong pace. He'll get plenty of place to hide. Sometimes you're afraid your horse can get into trouble. I think this one wants to hide in behind the pace and come through late. It's the top weight Trezorier. I think it'll be double figure prices, and I'm going to nap it on Sunday, and I am going to back it as well.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on that one on Sunday. Finally then, on Sunday then, Tommy, we've got a cracking Limerick card which features the John Thomas McNamara Memorial Munster National. Before all that though, the first race due off at 1:45, it really is a cracking race. That is the Ladbrokes of the Nation Plays Novice Hurdle, 2 miles and 5 furlongs is the trip, with 5 declared here.
Yeah, it is a great race, as you said. Darver Star has been one of the most progressive horses over the summer. He's up to a rating of 145. He's seeking a 4-timer. He's trained by Gavin Cromwell, one of the men of the moment, ridden by John Tamur, who was not that long ago put in a stable jockey to Gavin Cromwell. Darver Star was improving. I doubted some of his form before he went to the stall, but he managed to win again, and he won quite handsomely, let's be honest. But that said, Fast Book, William Mullen's horse last year, the market spoke against him the first day. He ran for Willie and he got beaten, and he was beaten again the second day, but it just seems to be a different horse now. He won very well at Listowel in June, and then he won again in Galway, the listed novice hurdle in Galway, beating Turnpike Trip, who has since won again, and it just looks like really good form. I think Fast Book is can improve past Darver Star. Now, it has to give £3, which isn't exactly ideal, which means it's probably got to be a horse. If that 146 mark for Darver Star was right, it's got to be a horse in the 150s probably to beat it, but I think it will. It looks a real nice horse, Fast Book. I think that will win the first.
Okay, the second and third races are both races for mares. Tommy, the first one's a mares handicap and the second the conditions.
Yeah, the one that interests me most in the 215 race, the first one, the handicap hurdle, is John Kiley's horse, Penny Out. There was a nice bit of money for that when it ran on the flat in Cork less than a couple of weeks ago. Missed the kick completely in that maiden. I was never able to get involved. It's better than that. Coasted the ground very, very well. Just thought that would go well. It's quite a competitive race, but there are a few of them too that I thought might struggle with the ground. So for me, it was Penny Out to beat Ona Curralas. They both cope with the ground well, and they should both go well.
Okay.
The next race, Pat, is you mentioned the Mayor's listed race, listed hurdle. I thought Black Tears and Western Victory were the two to concentrate on. Black Tears ran a cracking race the last day, I felt. Looked badly and needed the run as well, just the way the race panned out. Finished third behind Dr. Duffy. I mean, it's good form. She's coming back against her own sex. I think she'll take a fair bit of beating. She's receiving £11 from Western Victory, and on that, she really ought to be winning.
Okay, let's have a look at the conditions chase of the over 2.5 miles at 4 o'clock. And again, only 5 runners, Tom, but not a whole lot between the 5 of them.
No, not a lot between them, is right. Difficult race. Dinon's is a peculiar horse. Huge horse, looks like he should be winning plenty of chases. But whether he just hasn't really taken to them, or whether he's only just doing enough or what at times, I don't know. He's a horse I really liked. When he went to Killarney, he was backed off the board into 1-4. He was back. He was quite well back the next day, 4-5. He obliged both days, but he never really convinced. He was well beaten in Killarney the next time in a novice, but no, I wouldn't have expected him to win it. And he ran okay behind Wicklow Braid the last day. I just don't know what to make of him. That's tricky. That's the type of race this is, because Mind's Eye isn't easy to assess either. Kildare, I was talking to Ruby Watts a little earlier on today, and she was quite hopeful that Kildare will run well. I think it's a difficult race, and maybe this is the right race for Kildare.
Of course, the big race on Sunday is the €100,000 John Thomas McNamara Munster National Handicap Chase over 3 miles. Tom, we've got a couple of horses who have won in Limerick over the past 18 months. The likes of Snugsbury Benny Innes, but of course, the big story this week is that Dennis O'Regan, who picked up an injury while out doing a bit of work riding in the past 10 days, won't be riding. Kevin Broder will take the ride. And of course, we've got last year's favourite in the race as well, Black Scorpion, for local trainer Eric McNamara.
Yeah, Black Scorpion is interesting. I can't see him being very far away. He's only got 9 stone 11 to carry, but Conor McNamara, Eric's son, is riding him. 9 stone 11 is a great benefit around that, in that sort of race where it's going to be a bit of a slog. The ground will be fairly testing. He held every chance in the race last year, and I said before that race, and I still maintain it, I'm not entirely convinced that he stays 3 miles. I think he gets 3 miles, just about. But I think if it's going to be as big a test, and that was last year, he came there with every chance and got run over late. I don't know that he'd get home. I prefer Eric's other horse, Internal Transfer, big horse. I think he ran in the Kerry National the last day and finished fourth, and was probably a little bit unlucky. The race was quite funny that day. They kind of skipped on a bit early, and then he went in chase at the pace a bit earlier than he should have. Now, that was his first one in 5 months. I thought he's entitled to a step up for it. He will love the ground. Has plenty of form on testing ground. He's only had 3 runs over fences. That might be a slight concern because he's very inexperienced for a big handicap like this. But I just think he's a big horse, plenty of scope, only an 8-year-old, not had that many runs. He jumps well. He will love the ground. And I think that Internal Transfer is around about 8-1. I think he's a great each way bet. You'll probably get 4 places. You might even get 5 places with some of the firms come Sunday. I think he's the best Internal Transfer.
Okay, finally, Tom, the final race, the beginner's chase again. And there's five runners declared for the race, but four of them, there's not a whole lot you can put between them.
No, the Champagne Classic, of course, is declared elsewhere as well the weekend, so I don't know what's going to happen there. Cracking Smart is a horse that looked like it was going to be an absolute superstar at one point. Obviously had its problems. Maybe it will be yet. Eclair de Moss isn't fantastic. Paranoid as well, beaten the other day. There's a race in Paranoid, but it's not going to be one of these. Manila Fair is a horse that ran once over fences last year. They expected it to be a lot better over fences than it was over hurdles, and I suspect that probably will be the case, but it's obviously he must have had a serious problem after that. It hasn't run in 7 months. I mean, it's a race to avoid like the plague. If Champagne Classic runs, it probably wins, but I suspect that it won't run and that Cracky Smart will be the one to beat in that race.
Okay, Tom, just to briefly touch on Newmarket then, tomorrow's the second day of their Future Champions Festival, and we were just touching about it off air. The Dewhurst Stakes will see long odds on favourite Pinatubo running this race.
Yeah, and that itself is worth switching on Newmarket for. I tend to focus on the Irish racing now for the last few years, but Pinatubo was absolutely awesome in the Curragh the day he beat Armory and Arizona in 9 lengths and a little bit more. There's no reason in the world of God that Arizona can reverse that form, and I'm not surprised that Ryan Moore goes for Wichita in preference to Arizona, which is actually a slightly higher rated, 6 pounds between them. Won a group three the last day by 7 lengths. Will that be enough to beat Pinatubo, who won a group one by 9? Probably not. So Pinatubo, like, he's raised 128, which is an absolutely phenomenal mark for a 2-year-old. I think it's a point and shoot job, just a joy to watch.
Okay, we will sit back, and of course the 10 past 4 race, the Irish don't have a spectacular record until that changed at this time last year. The Irish have a huge number of entries this year. William Mullins has got the likes of Stratum. Billy Buttercup is the favourite for the race at around 92. Also in the race, Anthony Mullins, he's got Party Playboy. David Kelly's got Great Triangle. Mr Everest goes for Tony Martin. Great White Shark is also in there for William Mullins, and up towards the top there, Sneaky Getaway. I know Mick Sheen put him up last Saturday morning. He's been back from big price. I think 33-1 he was a fortnight ago. He's only as short as 10 and 12-1 in places.
Yeah, well, he went. Sneaky Getaway went from running against Jake Peter tomorrow to running against Stradivarius in Doncaster between the 17th of August and the 13th of September. So he went from rated 88 to 101. It's clearly a smart horse. He was out of his depth the last day. That's not to say he couldn't improve further. He probably will, and I think Emmett Mullins is a real trainer for the future. Mr. Everest is an interesting horse as well. He has been in good form. Won his maiden at Galway, long overdue win his maiden hurdle at Galway. Finished behind David Charm, wasn't beaten that far in a handicap hurdle in a stall in his next start. He's been off for about a month now. It's not too bad. He's a huge horse. I remember fancying him in a good race a year ago. Joseph O'Brien used to train him, actually. I think he just appeals to me as a horse who's just beginning to come to himself, and the size of him, if you saw him in the parade ring, you wouldn't wonder why he's taken so long. He's interesting. Building up Buttercup, I had a conversation with Ruby, and it'll be in tomorrow's paper in the Examiner, but just what he mentioned about Building Up Buttercup, he thought that it's probably the best horse in the race, but it might just be a bit too classy for this race, in the sense that it might just travel a little bit too well, too keenly maybe, and this is over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. I mean, it's a long way to get home if you don't do things right. So maybe for favourite backers, it might be worth noting that. But for me, it's probably going to be a no-bet race. If I had to, I'd have something small each way in Mr. Everest.
Okay, some good racing over the weekend. Tommy Lyons, before we let you go, let's get your nap bets of the weekend.
Just one I want to mention, actually, in Limerick tomorrow, it's an interesting one, and it is it's in the 3:25 race tomorrow. I just want to see if I can find it again. Okay, there it is. Eric McNamara, his son Conor McNamara, taking £7 off Owl Creek Bridge. This one 2 runs ago, ran a lot better than it looked the last day back in Limerick now, testing ground. It's only got, with the weight taken off for Conor McNamara's allowance, it's only got 9 stone 13 to carry. I think it'll be a reasonable price. I thought Owl Creek Bridge might run very, very well in the 3:25. So, but the best bets of the weekend for me, Daylight Katie will win tomorrow, and I think that Trezorier, everything is in his favour in the 5:35 on Sunday in the Curragh. Everything in favour for a big run, and you'd want to be getting a half reasonable price. It's a huge field, 30 runners. You surely will get double figure odds. Trezorier is a great bet.
Okay, look, Tommy Lyons of the Irish Examiner, of course. You can read Tommy's articles each and every day in the Examiner, especially on Saturday, along with Ruby Walsh. Tommy, thanks very much for joining us this week.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Pat.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.